The cold front has moved across the area with the rain as expected. We lost the thunder, though, before it even got here. So had some gusty winds, wind gusts in some cases 30 to 40 miles per hour briefly as the band of showers moved in. Rainfall amounts have generally been about a tenth to a third of an inch overnight. A couple of isolated spots managed maybe a half inch of rain. Not a lot, but it's, again, much needed moisture during our dry season and about the fourth rain of the month. So that's good news, and we even have more on the horizon. More on that a little bit later. This cold front ushering in the chillier air after yet another unseasonably warm day. Yesterday's high ended up tying the record for the date of 83 degrees. It was set back in 1990. That's the second record high temperature in less than a week. Scrunched in between, we of course had a little bit of frost over the weekend, and we have some more on the way. So back to sweaters, jackets, and coats today. Despite a lot of sunshine, temperatures will only top out around 60 degrees. It's one of those days where if you can get away from the wind, block the wind, and sit in the sun, well, it's pretty comfortable, but that breeze will make it feel chilly. Cold tonight will drop into the 30s. Near and west of Highway 301, a little bit of light frost by morning, mainly far western Duval, western Nassau, parts of Baker County, and then a sunny but chilly Friday. Highs tomorrow will only be around 60, and still a pretty stiff breeze out of the north that'll have a tendency to diminish later in the day. And then that sets us up for the coldest night following this cold front. Tomorrow night into early Saturday, when temperatures will dip to near 30 inland, mid-30s for the intracoastal and the beaches, a widespread frost and light freeze for inland areas, and some patchy frost will be possible as close to the coast as perhaps the intracoastal. And then Saturday's really a nice winter day with lighter winds and sunshine, still below average temperatures between 60 and 65, but really pretty nice. If you like the milder weather, we've got that for you too. In the second half of the weekend on Sunday, it'll be warmer under partly sunny skies, reach the low to mid 70s. Looks like a really beautiful Sunday. Winds will start to come up again though, but nice otherwise. And then the next disturbance moves in Sunday night into Monday morning with some showers. It doesn't look like a whole lot of rain, but another opportunity again for some rainfall before we start February here. And temperatures early next week still look to be pretty mild. This next front finally doesn't look like it has all that much cold air behind it, so we won't see a big temperature drop like we have had with the last several fronts. And in the Burrish blog, I've posted a new Burrish blog, and hey folks, hate to say it, but the pine pollen season has arrived. You might have noticed the dust on your cars the last just couple of days, in particular over Duval County. It's already been into parts of Putnam and southern St. John's, but working its way northward the last few days with the recent warm temperatures. Now, it'll be arrested a little bit, so to speak, with the chill, well, after the rain overnight, and then the chill that's coming up with some frost and a light freeze, but it will not stop the pollen process. That's into full swing now, which usually starts by late January into early February, so it's about when you'd expect it. Although with the hard freezes around Christmas, that probably delayed it at least a little bit. But nonetheless, we've had some 80-degree days, of course, this month again. And so here we go with the pine pollen. It's pine pollen first. You'll see that dust all over the cars for the next 4 weeks or so, and it will peak out, depending on weather, within the next month. And then it's oak pollen's turn, which should kick in within the next few weeks and peak likely in late February through about middle of March. And that's a very uncomfortable one for lots of pollen sufferers. So here we go, folks. And then that oak pollen usually lasts about a month as well, and then we'll finally get into our spring. Of course, we usually have plants blooming in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida at one time or another, given our climate. But this spring will likely be especially rough for pollen sufferers because of those hard freezes that we had around Christmas. So many of the trees that typically bloom have gone dormant and will now bloom. And it'll be beautiful, but it will also be a problem for pollen sufferers if you're at all susceptible to other allergens besides the pine and the oak. So we've got a couple of months, rough months for pollen sufferers. There's more on that in the Burrish blog. The start of spring, it's into full swing across parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, coastal Carolinas, but it's actually a bit below average along the I-4 corridor of Central Florida, about average here in Jacksonville. More on that and a map that's included. Freezes so far, we've had 8 in Jacksonville. That's about half of our seasonal average, which is around 15. I haven't had that many freezes since, more than a dozen years, but I've got a graph on that, and we would expect at least a couple of more freezes between now and the middle of February, and then it becomes a little more than a freeze or two, usually, from late February into March, and we're done again until next fall. Snow cover chart. As of yesterday morning, January 25th, 58% of the U.S., the lower 48, had snow covers, more than half the U.S. That compares to 36% a year ago, and some really deep snow over the western U.S. That's important and critical for the drought areas. Once that melts, even if they don't get a whole lot more, it's going to be pretty significant come spring. Some flooding, but they'll take it given the drought conditions, and that will help some of the reservoirs, rivers, and streams. And an interesting, I would say, post about the dirtiest versus some of the cleanest cities in the U.S. And you know what? Jacksonville doesn't fare too badly, which might surprise some people, but I've lived enough and traveled enough around the U.S. and the world to know that, you know, right here at home, it ain't so bad. Check it out in the Burrish blog, WOKV.com, and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.